Setting boundaries in relationships is so important. Let's teach you how to do it.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over all about how to set boundaries in relationships. Before we dive into all of these tips and tricks and advice, I'm going to actually recommend you to check out our free online dating app quiz. So this will actually pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, fun, easy, and totally free. All you gotta do is click the link that's popping up above me or found in the description down below, and it'll pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. Actually, you should definitely go ahead and take that quiz and come on back here and comment below what your results are, because we would love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is actually going to triple your response rate on a host of different dating sites and dating apps. It's a great way to get that best first message without having to stress about it. So go ahead and check out that free opener formula, again linked above me and in the description down below. All right, so everybody has boundaries, and everyone has boundaries that they don't want crossed. And it's very important in your relationships to make those boundaries clear and to keep them set. It can be difficult to do, which is why we're here today making this video. So hopefully with these tips, you can set those boundaries with a lot more ease of mind and keep them upheld as well. And boundaries are important no matter what stage of a relationship that you're in. If you're just casually dating somebody, even if it's a hookup or if it's a long-term relationship, it doesn't matter. If you have boundaries, you need to set them and make them clear, and they should be respected. So what is a boundary exactly? First off, a boundary is a clear line that you set with the people in your life in order to maintain healthy relationships. The thing about boundaries is they're not all unspoken rules. Some people's boundaries look different than other people's. So if something's important to you and it is your own boundary, you do need to speak up and talk about it. Otherwise, it might not be perceived. Now, sometimes they're obvious boundaries, but a lot of times they're not. And no matter what, it's never a bad thing to add more communication into your relationship. Communication is one of the pillars of a great relationship. It's great to start this conversation about boundaries, not only for yourself, but for your partner as well, the health of your relationship, and to make sure you don't end up crossing any of theirs either. Let's talk about the types of boundaries that there are. The first type of boundaries that we're going to be talking about are physical boundaries. So these include your body, physical touch, and personal space. So things like hand-holding, cuddling, physical intimacy, etc. There are all sorts of ways that boundaries can be crossed, even when the partner might not have known that there was a boundary in the first place. So maybe your partner really is into PDA, public displays of affection, but you do not like that. Maybe PDA makes you uncomfortable. That could be a boundary that you set with them, that you're not interested in people watching you kiss in public and things like that. Maybe after a long day at work, you get overwhelmed with them being in your personal space to up close and on you, and you just need some time to de-stress for a while. Maybe a boundary that is unintentionally crossed is when you're working from home and they're all up in your space and you just need that actual physical boundary from them so that you can concentrate on what you have to do. If it's not crossing any of your boundaries, I'd really appreciate a thumbs up and subscription. So if you're enjoying this video so far, it really helps out our channel when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. So the next type of boundaries that you can have and enforce are all about sexual boundaries. So these can include any different types of sex, sex in and of itself, when you want or don't want to be having it, even things like sending and receiving nudes or sexual texts, maybe when you are not wanting to receive them, things like that. Obviously, consent is key, and this is all part of consent. And if you do not consent to any part of the process of anything sexual, you definitely have the right and should be speaking up about that. You should never feel like you are being forced or coerced into doing things that you are not comfortable with at any moment. Even if you've done them before, even if you're in a relationship with someone, you never have to do anything that you are not feeling okay with. Setting sexual boundaries can look like you saying, I don't feel like having sex right now. I don't want to do this type of act right now, even though I might have done it before. I don't feel comfortable with receiving sexual messages when I'm at work, things like that. Alternatively, to always make sure that no one is stepping over anyone's boundaries or not having enough consent, it's always a good thing to keep up the consent talk. Ask, are you okay with this? Do you like this? How do you feel about this? Getting continued consent is really key to making sure that no boundaries are ever crossed, even unintentionally. The next type of boundaries that you can can have and set are all about emotional boundaries. So your partner's mood and your own mood, they can conflate, they can coincide, they can affect each other, but it's best to set some sort of boundaries here so that if your partner is in a horrible mood, it doesn't affect you and vice versa. At the end of the day, you are not responsible for somebody else's feelings and mood, and they are not responsible for yours. Sometimes your partner's emotions can be overwhelming. Sometimes they can overwhelm you with their own emotions and things that they are dealing with. At the end of the day, you are their partner, but you're not their therapist, and you don't have to let yourself almost go down with the ship. Like, if they have overwhelming feelings, that doesn't mean that that has to affect every aspect of your life as well. I mean, it's great to be, and you should be supportive, but there comes a time where boundaries might have to be put up if their emotional well-being or lack thereof is affecting yours on a severe level. Or maybe they dismiss your feelings or never want to hear you out, or they don't give you the emotional intimacy that you're looking for. These are some examples of things you can say to set your emotional boundaries. You could say things like, I know you're trying to help, but when you give solutions instead of just listening, it makes me feel worse. You could say things like, can we talk about this issue later? I'm not in the right headspace for it at this moment. You could say things like, it feels like when you were upset at something, you take your feelings out at me. You could say, it's hard for me to share how I feel about things because I feel like my feelings are being dismissed. Those are all great phrases to establish your emotional boundaries. So the next type of boundaries are all about material boundaries. So money can be a very, very touchy subject, of course. So it can be difficult to bring these things up. However, they do need to be. This is an aspect of life. So maybe your partner is using your car a lot, not filling up the tank. Maybe you're picking up the bill a lot. You'll need to discuss how to most fairly and best split costs, if you'll have a joint bank account, how your split incomes affect what you do, etc. Maybe your partner makes more money than you and you just can't afford to keep up with the lifestyle that they lead. Maybe you're trying to save and the things that they want to do, like going out very often, is just not constructive for the life that you're trying to make for yourself. Or maybe you're actually spending an unfair amount of money and they're not reciprocating. To establish those material boundaries, you could say things like, I'm a little short on cash at the moment. Could we just have dinner at my place instead? I don't mind if you borrow my car this week, but could you fill up the gas for me? Or even something like, I cannot lend you money. Is there any other way that I can help you though? But a way that we can actually help you totally for free is to check out our opener formula, our online dating opener formula. This is actually going to triple your response rate on a host of different dating sites and dating apps. It's going to be a great way to start that first message so that you can eventually get into these boundary talks with someone. So don't forget to check that out. Totally free, linked above me and in the description. Okay, the next type of boundaries to be set are intellectual boundaries. So this is sort of revolving around different opinions and sort of fights and maybe clashes of what you think is right and wrong. I mean, this can range from, you know, the whole pineapple on pizza debate all the way to faith-based arguments. So it's important to set those intellectual boundaries before things can escalate and become a fight that you maybe don't want to have. Disagreements happen. People are going to disagree on a lot of different things, sometimes very big things. You don't have to stay with someone if you have a big disagreement. You can't always change them and they can't always change you, and sometimes it's better not to even try. And ultimately, it's okay to set those boundaries as what you think is a deal breaker, right? If you have major disagreements, it's okay to set a boundary. Like, if we don't agree on this, then I'm not interested in this relationship. That's totally fine. Or if, you know, we can't debate peacefully, then that is a boundary that I'm setting up. Like, we need to be able to talk about things without escalating to a major fight. Ultimately, you should have respect for your partner and vice versa for the things that each other believes, even if they differ. You could say things like, it's okay to disagree, but I'm not okay with putting each other down. You could say, I see where you're coming from, but I don't see it in the same way. You could say, let's talk about this another time. It's not the best time for either of us, or I don't like where this is going. I'd like to stop before it becomes a fight. Question of the day, what are some major boundaries that you always like to set with your partner? Maybe it's as little as, I always want to sleep on the left side of the bed. Maybe it's something like, I will not compromise on the fact that I want children. What are your boundaries, your big ones? Leave them in the comments down below. We'd love to hear from you. So the next important set of boundaries to keep in mind are time boundaries. So yes, you both are probably a couple, but you're still individuals. You still have your own lives and your own things and goals to achieve, things like that. So your time is precious and important. And if you want to put your time towards something, your partner should respect that. I mean, you know, as a couple, you'll probably be spending a lot of time together, and that is important as well. But if you need designated time to study for school, to do some extra work, to spend with your friends, to spend alone, and that is what's going to make you happy in life, and that's a boundary that you have to set. They can agree with it or not, whether that's a deal breaker for them, but if this is important to you, then you should be setting that boundary. Or maybe it's a boundary for you that you need to spend enough time together. Maybe you feel that your lives are so busy that if you can't spend a certain amount of time together, then it's just not going to work out for you, and that's totally fine as well. You could say something like, we haven't had a date in a while, we should definitely set one up really soon. Or you could say, on the opposite end, I really need some time to myself, but let's hang out a different day. You could say, I have plans with my friends coming up, it's important for me to spend time with them. Or you could say, I need X amount of time during the week to focus on my studies. Ultimately, boundaries can be quite a scary thing to set, especially if you're in a new relationship or if you're really into whoever you're dating and you don't want things to go south. If it's important to you, you don't want things to go badly, right? And sometimes it can feel like setting boundaries might spark the end of something or might spark anger. But ultimately, just as you will respect your partner's boundaries, they should respect yours as well. And the only way that they can really effectively do that is if you clearly communicate your boundaries. So never be afraid to actually set these boundaries, stick to them, communicate them, maybe more than once, have some serious conversation with your partner, and hopefully they will reciprocate and everything will be hunky-dory. That's gonna just about wrap up this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. So don't forget to check out our free online dating app quiz that's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. Quick, fun, easy, totally free. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Also, while you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula, which will triple your response rates on a host of different dating sites and dating apps. I think that's going to be above me and found in the description down below. It's also free. Now that you are just about done with this video, make sure to watch some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. What are some of your major boundaries that you like to set with people in your relationships? Leave your comments, anecdotes, everything down below. We'd love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. Hope you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye!